So we're going to do Shinen meditation on the rain, the sound of the rain. We're going to do one pointedness meditation on the sound of the rain. Meditation on the conventional nature, meditation on the conventional nature of the rain and the ultimate nature of the rain. Yeah. Two things, two meditations of the rain. Conventional truth of the rain and emptiness of the rain, yeah. Or the sound of the rain. Okay. So it becomes a very big. It becomes a very big meditation. Very important. Very important. Yeah. Very important meditation. Basic philosophy of Buddhism. Base, path, and goal. You know, base, the true truth and path, material wisdom, goal, Dhammakaya, Rupakaya. So, the base, the true truth of the rain. We're going to a short meditation. You know, in the Heart Sutra, it says no sound. No sound. In the Heart Sutra, it says no sound. So we're going to meditate on that. Analyze that. How does the sound appear to what's our minds? Whether the sound, the rain falling down, whether it is appearing to one's mind, merely labeled by mind, or not merely labeled by mind. analyze. Analyze that. What is appearing to you merely labeled, or what it is appearing to you not merely labeled by mind. So question that to oneself, and then analyze your view of the sound of the rain, sound of the rain falling. You see, then Vince Miller used the same technique that I mentioned last night when you generate the process of purifying in emptiness and generate yourself deity, the generative one face so like that. Use the same technique to meditate on emptiness, the sound, the rain droppings. So first question: how does sound appear to your mind? So analyze that. Okay? So, what is sound? So, what is the sound? It is what is merely imputed on the base. You see, that which is the object. Of the sense of the ear, the sense of the ear hears. Object for us anyway is not object of sense of the tongue, you know, the sound is not object of the sense of the tongue. it's not object of the sense of the eye, you know, it's not object of the sense of the body, you see, you know, it's not tangible object. You see, you know this. It's only the say, object. That said, to be heard by the say, sense of the ear. It's only the object of the sense of the ear. You see. It's the only object of that particular sense, the sense of the ear. You see, what the sense of the ear hears. What sense of what they say, what the sense of ear hears. So that's the base. That is the base. That's the base. So because that exists, the object of the sense of ear, you know, the what the sense of ear hears, it exists. That exists. So after, you see, after the sense of ear, the object, you see, the sense of the ear heard, then the mind, that becomes the reason for the mind to make up the label sound. You see, label, first there's the base, what object of the sense of the ear hears. Then, as that is, you see, because of that, causes the mind to make up the label sound. You see, so label comes after. Sense of ear. Having the object, heard object. Okay, so mind make up the label sound. So what is sound? Sound is merely imputed, because of object of the sense, object of the sense of ear. Because of that, because that is happening. So therefore, you see. So what is sound? Therefore, what is sound is nothing except what is merely imputed by the thought, by one's own thought. You see? So now here, you see, there's a differentiation between the label sound and the base object of the senses. There's two different phenomena, the label sound and the base to be labeled. It's getting stronger. What the sense of ear hears, the object, you see. In Tibetan, what's called na she de nyen cha, object to be heard by the sense of the ear. So that's the definition of the sound. Actually, the definition is the basis to be labeled sound. You see, you got the idea. How to do the analysis. So we mentioned in this meaning what I've just briefly mentioned, introduce. You see, the sound, the label sound, and the base to will impute the label sound. So you see, mentioned in this, then we come to know. What is the hallucination? Then we come to know by having some idea in this. Then we come to know what we come to know. Then gradually, what is the hallucination of the sound? When we hear the sound, what is the hallucination and what is the reality? You see, false and truth of the our view of the sound. Sound related to our mind, false and reality. So then it leads to that, to be able to see the to able to differentiate. You see, so by recognizing the false, then we come to that leads to the reality, the emptiness. The sound. What is sound? You see. So that's the, you see, how to meditate. When we recite Heart Sutra, you know, no sound. That's how to, you see, the way of, the way to analyze little more details, you know, process, you know, to come to process analysis that recognize hallucination, you know, that we have on the middle level sound, that hallucination, and you see, and you see, ultimate nature of the sound, you know. Which is the emptiness. So this is meditating on the, you see, otherwise, Prasangika, the four schools of Buddhist philosopher, the fourth one, Madhyamaka philosopher, Suvatantra school, and the Prasangika school, the second one, Prasangika schools, schools, let's see, according to that school, the very extremely subtle, you know, the dependent arising. So way of meditating in the meaning of the Prasangika school, the extremely subtle, Prasangika school dependent arising, which is extremely subtle one. So we meditate in this, okay? We use the sound of the rain, you know, the for Heart Sutra meditation, you see the emptiness. So, yeah, where it is to come to get some idea of, you see, emptiness. So how you to, you know, come to that point. So meditate. So the trying to discover the differences, the sound, the label, and the bass to be imputed the sound, the label sound. So that's the key point. You see. That one, to meditate.
Oh, I forgot. Begin the meditation, bodhicitta, completely. Even though material emptiness breaks samsara, so the cut the root of samsara, but it still doesn't make the life most beneficial. Doesn't make life most beneficial without bodhicitta motivation. You see, even though you can be free from samsara, you can cut the root of samsara, delusion, but still the life is still the, if that alone doesn't make life most beneficial, productive, easier for sentient beings. So, therefore, see, even though it helped benefit, even though the direct antidote is a direct antidote to the root of samsara, you see. So, anyway, so. We still do a little bit of meditation, so we begin with the bodhicitta motivation. Purpose of my life is to free numberless sentient beings, numberless hell beings from all the suffering causes, bring them to enlightenment. And numberless angels free them from all the suffering causes, bring them to enlightenment. Free the numberless animals from all the suffering causes, bring them to enlightenment. And free the numberless human beings from the suffering causes and bring them to enlightenment. And as well as free them from all the suffering and causes and bring them to enlightenment, as well as intermediate beings. Therefore, I must achieve enlightenment. Therefore, I'm going to meditate on emptiness. Okay. So now, if you see, now if you... now, if you see the sound, if you, for your view, for your mind, the sound on the sound, the label sound on that base, which I mentioned before, so that is hallucination. That is objectively reputed. You see, according to the Suvatantra, Madhyamika Suvatantra school, Rangyupa, you see, that's a correct view. There is a label sound on the base, which is heard by the sense of ear. That is correct, according to that philosopher. because if anything exists, there should be something from its own side, you know. So the label exists on the base, but the differences between the Prasangika and the Sabatantaka school, the philosopher is differences like sky and earth, and difference the Prasangika school philosopher, you see what the philosopher, the Sabatantaka school, the philosopher, believe, you see, the things in order to, for example, sound, in order to exist, there should be a sound on the base, the label sound on the base, you see, a foundable, you see, otherwise how the sound can exist, you see, impossible. You know, if there's no something from its own side, see. Anyway, if there's no sound on the base, then if you cannot find on that, then how does then sound become non-existent? But in the Sabatantaka school, Tanjiruva, see, this. The what Prasangika school believe there's a sound, you know, exists on the base, that's totally wrong. That becomes truly existent, Dambartuva, truly existent according to Prasangika school view. They say that truly existent. That becomes, I say, truly existent. But in the Sawa Tangdren school, it doesn't become truly existent. They don't accept truly existent, but they accept existing from its own side, existing by nature, Rangxing Yituba, existing by nature. As a Rangxing Yituba, you know, Rangwen Yituba, existing from its own side. You see, they believe. So their point of view of the Sabatangan school view of truly existing, and the person king school view truly existing, person king school view is definition of truly existence, you see, is that if anything slight more, if anything, any phenomena, is if it's slight extra more beyond, if it's slight beyond from being merely imputed by the mind, that then that is truly existent. You see, anything slight beyond, slight more than what is then is what is merely imputed by the mind, then that's it, then it's truly existent. According to the Tangyurwa, the Madhyamaka school, the Sawatang, the Prasangika school. And that is the Prasangika school view, objective repeated, which is a similarly subtle one. And that is slight more than more than what is merely imputed by mind. Not being satisfied that is being merely imputed by mind, and then should be something extra than that, additional, beyond from that. The Sawa Tangdren school philosophy, Lang Yuba, their definition of true existence is that the, for example, the sound of the phenomena exists totally from its own side without appearing to the valid mind, undefected valid mind, and the undefected valid mind labeling. They didn't use the word merely labeling. even though I did hear one geshe told me that do use merely labeling. But anyway, however, there's not what you hear. They don't use merely labeling. Merely labeling is only in the because they accept there should be, it's a label, but there should be something existing from its own side. So therefore, they didn't use the word merely labeled. So in the Prasangika school, you see, Tangyurwa, so you see, what Prasangika school, the philosophers, you see, what the Sabatanga school believe, there's something on the base. There is a sound of the bass, so that beyond what is merely labeled by mind. You see, so that is totally wrong view. That's the object to be reputed. Gakcha, you see, the Prasangika school philosophers, that is the gakcha, object to be reputed. What is believed as correct view by the Prasangika Sawatangdaka school philosophers. So that's total hallucination. That's the object to be repeated upon the Prasangika school philosophers, and that's total hallucination. And that means, you see, for example, the sound, you see, that sound on the bass, you see, that's total hallucination, or the appearing slight more than, not appearing merely labeled by mind, but appearing something beyond from that, see. Total hallucination and total non-existent. The meaning of that is total non-existent. Right there. Total non-existent, right there. So So the next meditation. You see, so the sound, so what happens here? Sound on the bass. There is sound. There is definitely sound, but sound, you see, on the bass, existing on the bass. On the bass, what your sense of ear hears. That's one way to say same meaning same, but that's one way to say. And the other way to say is sound, there's sound, but sound, not merely labeled by mind, not merely labeled by the mind. There is sound, but sound not merely labeled by mind. So, so that is hallucination. Appearing and believing that way, appearing and the mind appearing like that to our mind, and then believing, apprehending the way. So that is total hallucination. So now we continue to meditate on the sound of the rain falling, and so now meditate on the object to be refuted, the hallucination. The object to be refuted. There's sound, on the bass, or sound, not made. There's sound, but sound, how it appears to you, is not made available by mind. So, one pointedly concentrate on that, and. While your attention, awareness is on that, at the same time, there should be mindfulness at the accompaniment. You see that this is a hallucination. There is this recognition that this understanding this. The same time. So we do this. So now, while you are thinking that is hallucination, this object repeated is the hallucination, the sound, you see, on the bass, or that is appearing to you, which is believed not merely labeled by mind. So while you are looking at it, hallucination, that which is hallucination, now, continue that, and then at the same time think meaning of the hallucination. At the same time, awareness meaning of the hallucination, such this sound is totally non-existent. Completely non-existent right there. Is completely non-existent from where it is appearing. It is completely non-existent right there. So just meditate on this intensely, one-pointedly in this state, in this emptiness, which is the emptiness, ultimate nature of the sound, the rainfall sound. After you recognize the sound that appearing to your mind, not merely labeled by mind, then you see, use the example. Use the dream example. Use the dream on that, and with this is the dream is the best example, one of the best example things that we see in the dream. We hear the sound that we hear in the dream is the best example. You see, to understand the present sound that we hear without dream, you know, how to recognize how this is, recognize that this is a hallucination and this is totally non-existent, you know, empty. But the sound that we hear in the dream also, you see, appears not merely labeled by mind and also believed as it appears that way. It is believed by our mind that is true. So you see, when we hear sound in the dream, there's exactly, you see, the same belief we have that is totally true. You know, that sound that we hear even on the dream. So you see, that's the best example, becomes the best example, you see, to recognize, false sound, the object to be reputed. That we have what the sound is what is merely imputed by the mind. So there's this extra projection that we put on the firstly our mind merely imputed sound, as I explained in the beginning. Then right after that, we project, from the negative imprint left on our mental continuum by the past ignorance of apprehending. And the sound is inherently existent. So project, decorate, the truly existent, appearance. By knowing the example, the sound that we hear, the dream, it appears as not merely labeled by mind, even though it is merely labeled by mind, and it is believed 100% that it's true, that it exists from another side, is also there. So therefore, it's easy to understand the sound that we hear, the dream, is You see, that's totally non-existent. What is believed and what appeared from inside, not merely by the mind, they're totally empty, totally non-existent, empty. So now, here, exactly, just like that, exactly same the sound here, what we hear now here, right now. Appeared, not merely by the mind, and believed is true, 100%. So that's totally, totally, completely non-existent, empty. So that's the way to meditate. When you meditate in the Heart Sutra, no sound. So like that, similar in other, you know, the subjects, you know, when we recite Heart Sutra, it's the way to meditate, you know. But so while you are meditating on the while you are meditating, the sound is empty. Then you hear the sound at the same time. No? Does it happen like that? Does it happen like that? Oh, you don't hear the sound. You don't hear the sound. When you meditate, when you look at the sound, it's empty. While you're focusing one point to concentrate on that, do you hear the sound or you don't hear the sound? Huh? Huh? You don't hear. You're in another world? It's the same that you hear the sound or that you don't hear the sound. Huh? What? You hear. Oh, I see. So that is wrong. You hear the sound, so that is wrong. No? That is wrong. Because sound is empty. So while you're mentioning emptiness, you hear the sound that is wrong. Huh? Why is it not wrong? Yeah, so while you're looking at the sound empty, mention that. So if you hear the sound, but isn't that mistaken?
Yeah, you hear something.
So you shouldn't hear sound. No, isn't that mistaken? You hear the only the bass. You don't hear the sound. That is still good what you said. It has some taste. It has some taste. You hear the bass. There's some mistake, there's a mistake, but it's good. You're using the reason bass, so that is good. That helps. That helps gradually. That helps to understand. Once you are aware of that, then you come to know the label. You see the sound that you, which is imputed on that. So because you hear the bass, so there's no other reason why you believe. There's no other reason why we believe hear sound. I'm hearing sound. There's no other reason. except because we had the base. So that's why it is believed, that's why our mind labels hearing sound and believes in that. You know? So what you're bringing up, the base, that is some taste. Mr. Elder mentioned just now. You don't hear sound, you don't hear you don't hear sound now? Huh? For you the sound doesn't exist. Huh? For you the sound doesn't exist. Huh? Oh, just a thought. Thought of sound is there. Yes. Labeled the thought. You mean your mind labeled the thought? Your mind labeled thought labeling sound. What is it? Your mind labeled sound. Yeah. So there's sound or no sound? Is there still sound or no sound? Huh? Only your head. What? Only in my Only in your head. Only in your head. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Is it Iraq, the war in Iraq is in your war in Iraq, is that in your mind? Killing all those people is in your mind? If all that is in your mind, why so many people demonstrate, all these millions of people demonstrate? It doesn't make sense. This is what I think. It doesn't make sense. If this sickness, what's called sore. If this in your mind, if this sickness is in your mind, or maybe cancer. We say cancer. If the cancer is in your mind, why do you need to have operation? Why do you need to do operation to the body? It is in the mind, so why do you need to do operation on the body? Same. Yeah. So is there war? Is there war or not happening war? Huh? Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Oh, I see. So base is outside and label is in the mind. Right? So the people who are with the tanks shooting, killing, all those things, you see, bombing. So all those exist outside. So all those base that you call war, all those base. So all those base. When you think it is a base, Isn't that a label also? When you're thinking it is a base, isn't that a label also? So then that is, there's not that, and that also is in your mind. The base is also in your mind. I think you are totally inside your mind. Whole your body is inside your mind. I think especially your nose is in your mind. So, you don't need dress. You don't need food. You don't need dress. No shelter. Doesn't need anything. No car. Your body is in your mind. Right? So if you don't have body, you don't need shelter. You don't need dress. You don't need car. Right? You don't need parents. Is parents in your mind? No, anyway, just analyze that. So I think that's it. Analyze, okay? But those who, but this gives an idea of this. This wasn't subject because rain came. You see, this wasn't subject. We're going to walking meditation. different meditation. One day maybe discussion, another day you see you do walking meditation. Udharanath says in one time bodhicitta or emptiness. So different, you see, like that. As a part of awareness, not just for walking, actually, that is done in the Vipassana, so the Vipassana, the Theravada, the mindfulness. But here we do walking with Lam Rim, not just awareness that I'm walking, not just that. stealing, robbing, they also, they also have awareness that is that the ground for steal or they're stealing or see the same, but they didn't apply the antidote for that. But there's an awareness that they're stealing. They need a lot of awareness. The time, right time, right place. They need to know a lot of things. So that it can be succeed. If you don't have all this awareness, right time, right place, where the things are, that you want to get. So need a lot of awareness when you're stealing, so there are the other examples, you see, that, so therefore, what I'm saying, that, you see, when, for example, during the war, you need a lot of awareness. You see the target, right time, the right place. You see, you need a lot of awareness in that. But there's no, you see, it is there. But here, you see, we use Lam Rim antidote for the delusions, you see. Because what makes us to suffer is by the suffer in samsara, is by delusion. So therefore, mindfulness, Lam Rim, along with the action. It's not just only for walking. The ideas, you see, in the daily life, 24 hours of the day, you know, even when you don't, the times when you don't do sitting meditation, alarm dream. So to practice awareness, you see, in different parts of alarm dream. So that's an idea. but because the rain came, so then it became I thought maybe good to use the you know sound of the rain since we hear so strongly the sound of the rain falling, you see, since we hear so strongly, so use that to meditate, you see, heart sutra, heart of the wisdom, you see, that which, you see, wisdom which directly ceases the defilements, you see, makes to achieve a liberation for oneself and combined with bodhicitta, accompanied with bodhicitta, the next to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings. So, I think I have to run away. Thank you so much. Changjo simjo rinpoche ma je wa nam diri ji je wa nyamba me wa kong ne kong do be wa.